Les Lafrenes. Where raideth off and fiendeth irrit, and clerkes well it wit, layers that ban in harping, ben if found of fairly thing, some bath of wear and some of woe, and some of joy and mirth also, and some of treachery and of guile, of old adventures that fell weel, and some of bordes and ribaudy, and many their beth of fairy. Of all things that men saith, mest o love forsooth they beth. In Breton be whole tema, this layers were rocht, so saith this rima. When kinges micht our hear of any marvels that there were, they token an harp in glay and gama, and mock it alay and yafit nama. Now of this adventures that were nifal, ye can tell some och nochtal. Ac herkeneth lordings, soth the tosain, ichil yo tell lay lafrain. Befell a cas in Britaina, whereof was made lay lafraina, in English for to tell in a wees, of an asha for soth. It is. On example, fair with all that some team was befall. In the West Country, wanted twa knichtes, and loved him well in all richtes. Richer men in her best leaf, and ather of him had widded wheef. That uchnicht made his levity mild, that she was wonder great with child. And when her tima was common, though, she was delivered out of woe. The knicht thanked God all micht, and clapped his messenger on hicht. Go, he said, to mean nech bor swither, and say a great hem fella sither, and pray him that he come to me, and say he shall me go sibba bay. The messenger goth and hath nocht for yet, and fint the knicht at his met, and fare he great in the halla, the lord, the levity, the mene all. And sit then on knees doon him set, and the lord full fare he great. He bade that thou shoost to him tay, and for his love, his God sebabe. Is his levity delivered with soon? Yea, sir, a thunke be God for begod the stoned. And whether a maiden child or the a knave, twa sonnes, sir, God hem save. The knicht thereof was glad and bleather, and thunked God is soned sweether, and granted his errand in all thing, and gave him a palfrey for his tiding. Then was the levity of the house a proud dama and an envious. Hooker folich misegging, squamos and excorning. To each woman she had envy. She spake this word as of felony. It have wonder, thou messenger, who was the lord's counselor to teach him about to send and tell sham in each an end? That his wife hath two childer ebore? Well may each man wit therefore that twa men her had in bower. That is her both dishonor. The messenger was sore ashamed, the knicht himself was sore agrammed, and rebuked his levity to speak any woman villainy, and each woman thereof her micht her cursed her all affair, and besought God in heaven for his holy name seven, that if he ever any child should abida, a worse adventure her should betida. Soon after Bephelicas, that herself with child was. When God willed, she was unbound and delivered all with sound. Two maiden children she had abore. When he it wist, woe her was therefore. Alas, she said, that this hap come, each have a govin mine own dome. Forboden be to each woman to speak an any other harm upon false leech another egon dumb. Dame. The selvis hap is on me sane. Alas, she said, that e was born without an end each gem forlorn, or each mut siggin sickerly that tway men han illy may be, or each mut see in all me leaf that ik believe me neighbor's wheef, or ich mut that God it shield help to slain mean Owen child. One of these three things each mot neda see a other done in deda. If each had a bioman, then each lay a myself upon, and eke they will that may say, held me where then come and bay. And if each knowledge to each man, that each layer to levied upon, then each worth of old and young behold lechster and falls of tongue. Yet may is best take me chance and slay me child and do penance. Her midwife hey clapped her too. Anon, she said, this child for do. And ever say thou where thou go, that each hath o child and namo. The midwife answered, thirch out all, that he kneel no hay ne shall. The livedy had a maiden fray who there a nurtured had a bay and a fostered fair for many a year. She saw her keep the sorry chair and weep and seek and cree, alas, and thought to helpen her in this case. And thus she spake this maiden yin, so know the a weapon for no kind thing, but this old child will I off bar and in a covent leave it yar. Nay, shall thou be ashamed at all. And whoso findeth this child a small, be merry, blissful queen above, may help it for God's love. The levity granted anon thereto, and wold well that it were a do. She took a rich bowkin that her lord bought from Constantine, and lapped the little maiden therein, and took a ring of gold fin, and on her right arm it knit, with a lace of silk therein pilt, and whoso her funda should have in menda, that it were coming of a richer kenda. The maid took the child her mead, and stole away in an evening teed, and passed over a wild heath. Thruch feld and thruch wood he gath, all the winter long nicked. The weather was clear, the moon was leaked, so that her come be a forest seed. She wax all weary and gone abida. Soon after she gone herk, cock as crow and hund as bark. She arrows and thither wold. Ne'er and ne'er she gone behold, while as in house fell a he say, a church with the staple fair and he. Hey, Then nas there nother straight nor a notoon, but an house of religion, an order of nunnes well edicht to serve God both day and nicht. The maiden abode no long langor, but yed her to church door, and on kne she sat the doon and said, white band her orison. O Lord, she said, Jesu Christ, that sinful man bade us hirst, underfong this present, and help this sally innocent, that it mote a christne bay for Mary love, the mother free. He looked up and be her saw an ash be her far and high, well abode of Mitchell Prees. The body was hollow as many on ease. Therein she laid the child for cold in the pell as it was befold, and blessed it with all her micht, when that it gone to dow leaked. The fowlers up and song on bow, and a cremen yed to the plow. The maiden turned again anon, and took the way he had e'er gone. The porter of the abbey arose, and did his office in the close. A rung of the bells and tapper's licht, laid forth bockes and all ready dicht. The church door he undid, and say anon in the stead, the pell legging in the tray, and thought well that it might be that thieves had a robber somewhere, and gone there forth and let it there. There tow he yed and it unwound, and the maiden child therein he found. He took it up between his hand, and thunked Jesu Christ's son, and home to his house he it brought, and took it his doctor and her besought that he should keep it as she can, for she was melcha and kuda therein. She bade it suck and it nolda, for it was nae dead for cold.